1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. As jets flew over Gaza and airstrikes continued overnight, the death toll has risen to more than 1,600 people in the Middle East. This afternoon, President Biden will address the nation on the situation. Here's ABC's chief White House correspondent, Mary Bruce.
The White House says there are an unaccounted number of Americans still missing and that we should be bracing for the grim reality that American citizens are likely being held hostage by Hamas. The president spent his day here at the White House behind closed doors, meeting with his national security team on the phone with America's allies. And the president is stressing that American safety is his top priority and that he has directed his team to work closely with the Israelis on all aspects of this hostage crisis and the recovery. Effort.
Hamas threatening to publicly kill captured hostages if, they say, Israel continues targeting civilians without warning. It's believed about 150 people are still being held. This is ABC News. A quick hearing today for American reporter Evan Gershkovich being held in Russia on espionage charges. His appeal denied and the judge ordering him held until at least the end of November. With the UAW strike against Detroit's Big Three now into week four, workers at Mack Trucks are now on the picket line too. ABC's Caroline Goggin.
The proposed Mack deal had included a 19% pay hike, improved retirement benefits, additional vacation for some employees, and a reduction in the time needed to get to top pay. But the union says there are many issues not being addressed in that contract, including cost of living allowances, job security, health and safety, seniority, pension, 401k, and health care coverage.
And to find the safest city in the country, you have to head to New Hampshire. A new study by Wallet Hub looking at crime, accidents, and natural disasters, putting Nashua at the top of the list. Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are Interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back for hour number two of Mino and the Mayor, coming your way on WGBW and WISS. We've got a very special guest joining us right now. This could be very interesting. Scott Hebring is joining us, and this is something that sounds almost like futuristic. You know, when they first talked about doing things like this, it's like, that'll never happen. But it's I'll just give you a little synopsis here. It's a national voluntary research program coming to Green Bay at the American Legion Post on Irwin. It's today and Wednesday. And the goal is to help gather medical data for more than 1 million people across the United States, especially those in rural and other historically underrepresented areas in biomedical research. Now, this is coordinated with the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. And basically, people just get their DNA sampled. And Scott Hebring, who's with us right now, what happens after they give you some DNA?
So there's a whole lot that happens within the All of Us research program. It is a study that is likely going to last for many decades. And the goal is to recruit 1 million or more people from diverse groups across the United States, many of them who have never had an opportunity to participate in research and contribute to research, so that scientists can make the next discoveries. And it's about advancing the philosophies of precision medicine.
That's awesome.
What I mean by that, in today's healthcare, not to bash our own institution I work for or any other ones, we often do a one-size-fits-all strategy for healthcare. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't work for everyone, because we're all unique people. And as such, what makes us who we are as individuals can impact why we do and don't get sick.
Quite the partnership. Marshfield Clinic Research Institute, I mean, that's, you know, that's the best. It doesn't get much better than that. And are they the lead in this?
Yes. So Marshfield, we have the award for this grant, and we've partnered with University of Wisconsin-Madison, Medical College of Wisconsin out of Green Bay, and Gunderson Health out of La Crosse. And it's truly a collaboration, regardless of who the award was originally given to, Marshfield right, or otherwise. But it really is a collaborative effort to recruit people across the state.
Will people get some kind of results from their own DNA, or do you guys put that all in a vault someplace?
I guess I'll say both.
Okay.
When I say it will be put in a vault, in that it will be a very protected vault, so that people who don't have access to information can't get it. So our participants' information is very well protected, but at the same time, it gets de-identified, so scientists can study one of hundreds, if not thousands, of diseases. But to the point, John, that you mentioned, what this program does want to do is we want to give back to our participants. And one of the things that one of the first things that we want to give back includes their results for the genetics. So our participants have a choice of receiving any one of three reports, and they actually can choose any one of the three or none of the three and still participate fully. That includes a free ancestry report and some fun genetics on whether or not you may or may not like cilantro, because that has a genetic contribution.
I think this is fascinating. I don't mean to interrupt, Scott, but I think this is cool.
John's going to be there. Okay, so that's one report you can get.
Yep, and another report, pretty much everyone carries these genetic variants. I know I do because I've got my genetic report on this already, on whether or not or what drugs I may respond better to or worse to based on my own genetics. And unfortunately, the third report is about 2 to 3% of the people will get a report about a genetic variant that might indicate that they have a disease risk based on their genetics.
Yeah.
But importantly, these are diseases that if you knew about your risks early, we can hopefully prevent those worse outcomes.
That is great.
Really cool.
And that is cool to get, you know, that it's selfishly for people to get their little ancestry or some of these reports you're talking about. And I don't know, some people want to know if they're
predisposed to something,
disease,
right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, some people do.
And if you don't want to know,
right,
you don't have to receive it.
Right. And tell me, what is the process? So we know this is at American Legion, which is right on Irwin Street. I mean, it's easy to find. You guys are in it depends where you're going, but on the left-hand side if you're heading south. On Irwin Street, 1708 North Irwin here in Green Bay. What's the process?
So there's a variety of ways you can participate in the All of Us program. The easiest for many people, including ourselves as the recruiters, is starting your journey online. So you go to joinallofus.org, and you can begin that enrollment process in the comforts of your own home, laying in bed, sitting in your easy chair, wherever. And once you've completed that process, and I'm not going to lie, it does take a little bit of time to do that because we want to make sure that every participant actually knows what they're signing up for. Once you've consented, then you can give us a call and just show up, and we'll get you out within a half hour. At least that's the hope, where we would collect a blood sample. We collect a urine sample if you're willing. We get your height, your weight, blood pressure, and a few other biometrics. And we'd give you a $25 gift card to thank you for your time. Now, if you're one of those individuals that not very talented with computers or have limited access to computers, you can also just show up and go through the entire journey with our staff.
But you suggest
recognizing that might take a little bit longer.
Right. But so if they very simply go to joinallofus.org, get the process going, fill out the paperwork, call you guys, or just stop down once that's filled out.
Yes.
Awesome.
25 bucks, very simple.
You get $25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get $25. That's what I meant. And I think there's two things here that I like. I mean, I think to get some information that people always are curious about is one thing, but I think the bigger picture is like you said, to find some medical breakthroughs, and it comes through research, it comes through data. And to get the students in here from MCW, I think that's a great partnership that you've got here in our community.
I completely agree. This is a study that revolutionizes how we do research. And as a scientist myself, as a nerd sitting in an office trying to understand why people get sick, having the ability to evaluate a million or more people from very diverse backgrounds and understanding the causes of human disease, whether that's genetics or environment or lifestyle or occupation or all the things that make us who we are, understanding those processes is what we need to do in order to better treat people.
Scott, what are you guys hoping to get from all this? I mean, obviously it's great for the individuals, but what do you guys hope to get out of all this?
Well, as a scientist, I hope we build the best data set for doing research out there. But as an employee of Marshfield Clinic, as someone who's passionate about advancing healthcare, these are going to be thousands of people that can benefit from joining the program because of what the program intends to give back to participants.
Awesome. I think it's fantastic.
So yeah, I really want to help people too.
Beautiful. So maybe he could figure out who's missing the Packer gene. No, remember that? I'm making a joke here. Remember that?
Oh, that movie or whatever?
That movie, yeah. There was a movie, and this kid just didn't fit in, and he was missing the Packard gene.
Hey, Scott, is this the type of thing, though, when you give this to someone, when they get the results, could they take it to their primary physician and say, hey, what do I, you know, how do I head this off the pass? Am I predisposed towards, you know, kidney problems or, you know, something else? Could it be used like that?
Absolutely. And there's some subtle nuances. So I talked about the genetics and your medications. The results that are given back to participants are considered quote unquote research results, meaning that a physician can't actually use the report itself to make informed decisions.
Right.
From a legal standpoint,
right.
That doesn't mean a participant can't use their own information to make their own decisions about how they're treated, but they could also be that report could lead to another test to actually confirm. But for those 3%, 2% who actually have these significant disease risks, those results are actually being returned, or at least being offered to be returned as a clinical test. So you could shove it right in the face of your doctor and say, hey, this is my genetic risk for this significant disease. I want to start being treated accordingly.
Love it.
So with all
and it's really all about the participant on what they want to do. So it's their data. If they don't want to share, they don't have to. If they want to share it with their neighbor or their friend or their loved ones or their doctor, it's really up to them.
Yeah, I want to talk more about your side of this. Is there like a hypothesis you're working on that you hope to confirm through this? Or is this just raw data that you're going to analyze? What are you going to do with all the data that you gather?
Well, I could bore you to death about the research that we're currently doing to study what's called telomeres. Using the All of Us research data, but we literally have thousands of scientists across the United States studying any one of 1,000 different diseases already, because there are nearly 700,000 people who have already enrolled and started their enrollment, their journey within the All of Us program.
Wow.
Do you want me to go through telomeres?
No, I'm good with that.
No, I just love the idea of kind of looking inside of a person in this way with the DNA and what, you know, maybe there's predisposed to heart issues that, you know, maybe your dad had heart problems and you're wondering if you inherited it and different things like that. I think it's fascinating. I think this is cutting edge as anything you could find for, you know, we always talk about, you know, go get your physicals, get, you know, pre. I think this is as pre as you can possibly get these days.
The other cool thing, though, is that they get 1 million people and they analyze all this data and they could say, look, this is what causes that based on this. And
love it.
That's going to be, this is just going to be great. I just love this research that I don't want to say kids, but that people do. I mean, it's just, the University of Chicago is just a great research facility, as is yours and Hopkins and everybody else.
Hey, if I can ask a quick question, how long does it take to get results?
That's a good question that I wish I could promise you an answer. It will take months to get results. But Jim, to your point that you're saying about Chicago, University of Chicago, and I think you might have said also Johns Hopkins, these are places where biomedical research has been happening for decades. And if you think about the populations that those institutions and many of the other large academic centers have been doing, they're all in urban centers. They're all predominantly white participants that contribute to that. This program is about breaking that barrier, getting people from all walks of life, including people from rural communities, including people from Green Bay who have never had an opportunity to join a program like this.
Terrific, Scott. We're looking forward to seeing you. 1708 North Irwin. Get started. Join allofus.org. Go online today, tomorrow. $25 gift card that you get for participating, plus you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Thank you for doing this, Scott. We're looking forward to the results.
Great stuff, Scott. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, John.
You have a great day. Very fascinating stuff. Love it. All right, Mind on the Mayor. We come back, learn how to build a boat out of wood. Back after this.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund
and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 51. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 40. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 57. Temps below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Let me tell you something. Team Pella is executing some incredible plays. Products with limited lifetime warranties, incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass, stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze. The Pella play proves to be a game winner. Make monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and get a free quote at PellaWI.com. Whether you look to replace older damaged windows and doors or just want to revamp the look of your home, Pella offers a wide range of styles and materials to match your home's unique design. Don't miss out. For limited time, monthly payments as low as $19 per window and $75 per patio door. Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Get your free quote at PellaWI.com. 6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends on the 31st. Okay, another person that's cooler than us joining us.
I know. Boy.
Doesn't take much, though.
It doesn't, Todd.
But yeah. This guy's odd. This is a cool guest.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Mark, if you've ever followed my life, you know I like to build things out of wood.
Who doesn't?
Okay. So, give him a nice introduction.
Okay, I just, John tries to build things out of wood.
With Mark Hawkins, hands on deck, mentoring and education through woodworking, boat building, and boating. Exactly the type of thing that is in my wheelhouse.
If you don't know, John's a good reader. You're a very good reader.
Oh, yes, he is a good reader. He's good. But we're talking about building things out of wood, which is something you do. You not only do it well, you share it with the community. Tell us a little bit about the Hands on Deck.
We've been around for about 7 years. We're over at South Bay Marina, right next to Paradise North. We are a mechanical skills educational nonprofit. We teach ages 5 to seniors, and we absolutely love what we do.
And I bet they love it, too.
They do.
And it's hands-on.
All the time. COVID almost sank us because that's not hands-on.
Yeah.
That's not community. Right. So
So students, what are you, five to seniors. Five to seniors, but they come in and they learn.
Mechanical skills, woodworking, boat building. At one time, I wanted to do paper making, welding, blacksmithing. And guess what? That doesn't really work. You got to kind of, people have to rein me in. That's the joke in the community. We've got to rein Mark
in. That sounds pretty cool, though. I'd love to do the blacksmithing.
Oh, my goodness. So we do woodworking right now, and we do boat building right now.
Yep. How do you build a boat?
A one step.
Is it
at
really
a time.
Wood or is it fiberglass?
No. We have fiberglass. Actually, we have two fiberglass boats. Little known fact, we give free boat rides on the Bay of Green Bay since 2000 and, I don't know, somebody help me out, 2019, we've given some like 1,300 rides, free rides.
Wow.
On boats that you guys built?
No, that's the fiberglass boat. So we have a boat, a 30-foot lobster boat donated out the marina. And we have a 31-foot sailboat up at Oconto donated.
Wow, very cool.
So that's that McDonald right?
Well, Chip didn't donate them, but he does help us. But he does
Chip's
help.
Good guy.
Yeah,
he's
gives
good
us.
Guy.
He gives us. He gives us dockage and.
I was just talking. That's the facility we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what I, that's what
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, down by Metro Launch.
Right by Metro Launch. If someone is interested in this, how do you get involved in this? Is it a class? Is it something that you sign up for years?
I would say step one, plug the website, right? Handsondeckgb.org. So you got to go on the website, check it out, handsondeckgb.org. And once you get on there, you're going to see a link to different ages. How old are you or how old is your kid? Click on the link, depending on what age it is.
I see.
And there's a list of classes. Do you want to build a ukulele, John Mono?
Yes, I would.
It's too bad because that class is full and I start on Wednesday.
Dang it.
Really?
What other kind of stuff do you have?
We build boats.
But no. Now, wooden boats, they have a whole, I mean, there's a lot that goes into a wooden boat because yes. If it dries out, there's problems in the off season and things like that, correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. For instance, we have a 1930s Chris-Craft enclosed cruiser. It's not really a cruiser, but kind of is. And it's sitting in a barn waiting for somebody to come along.
Wow.
Who's interested in being a part of that build financially, John Mino.
Now, how does something like that, yeah, how does that translate into the modern day world of boating? Everybody thinks about, you know, their boat that's, you know, built at some factory, a carver or whomever, wherever. I mean, people feel okay going out in a wooden boat they've kind of had hands on with themselves?
So here's the difference. The difference is most people think is a boat is a transportation device, right? And for us, when you step foot aboard a boat, that's exactly where you want to be. You don't really need to go anywhere. Now, we obviously go up and down the Fox River. We go over to Cal and do all that stuff. But a wooden boat is exactly where you want to be. And if you don't leave the dock, it's not the end of the world. It's just a very romantic experience.
They're
right?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
What kind of wood do you, when you guys build boats, or what kind of wood do you use? Is it teak?
So right now, we just got a couple of sheets of Douglas fir marine gray plywood for our Monday night boat build. Okay. And that goes all the way to teak, which is $30 a board foot.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So we're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Teak is.
I need the donations for that.
But yeah, we have a big, 14 or 16 foot piece of 8-quarter mahogany, about 10 inches wide, going into Eva Jean. So yeah.
What happens with the finished product?
That's a great question, Mayor. A great, great question. In a perfect world, we would sell them. People, you know, there's a disconnect. Can I trust the wooden boat? Is it going to, how am I going to take care of it? So we're still working on that. And so are the 300 or 400 organizations that belong to Teaching with Small Boats Alliance. That is a national, actually international, international alliance. Yeah. So it's still a problem that we build these boats and we have a hard time getting rid of them.
Because of what you just said, the liability or the.
We don't want them to turn into flower beds. So,
right.
You know,
no,
short
it.
Of flower beds, what do we can do with them?
Let's get back to the Stradivarius.
Yes, please.
Or it was the ukulele, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
People build that? You really build musical instruments there, too?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
That is like, and what happened, is it, do you sign up and you will you leave your class with
it's
a finished?
3-day class. It's 3 days. We get a kit from Stumac, which is a big luthier.
Right.
Yeah. And we assemble the ukulele. And that's the little hook. That's a hook. They don't know it. The students don't know that that's coming. That's a little hook.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's very
that
cool.
Is. That's
I don't know why I never heard of this. Handsondeck.org.
Handsondeckgb.org.
Ooh, handsondeckgb.org. I encourage everybody who wants to build cool stuff to check this out.
And Mark Hawkins, you are the instructor?
I'm the executive director. I do instruct from time to time.
You seem like you have a good way with people and
Thank
kids.
You.
Do you have a birdhouse class?
We're working on that, John Mino.
Let me know. Okay.
Okay, you got it.
I'll be there.
I'm with the ukulele.
Very cool stuff. I got to check this out. Handsondeckgb.org.
Yeah. That's correct.
Very, very cool.
Thanks for coming
in,
Mark.
Thank you so much
for
coming on, Mark.
We're going to promote
this.
When
we come back, Sandra Rank will be joining us. Mino and the Mayor, back after this.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. As jets flew over Gaza and airstrikes continued overnight, the death toll has risen to more than 1,600 people in the Middle East. This afternoon, President Biden will address the nation on the situation, Here's ABC's chief White House correspondent, Mary Bruce.
The White House says there are an unaccounted number of Americans still missing and that we should be bracing for the grim reality that American citizens are likely being held hostage by Hamas. The president spent his day here at the White House behind closed doors, meeting with his national security team, on the phone with America's allies. And the president is stressing that American safety is his top priority and that he has directed his team to work closely with the Israelis on all aspects of this hostage crisis and the recovery effort.
Hamas threatening to publicly kill captured hostages if, they say, Israel continues targeting civilians without warning. It's believed about 150 people are still being held. This is ABC News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Now, Inside the House with Sandra Rank of Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams.
Todd's got such a good voice he for does. Things like that, doesn't he?
And it just
like butter. Just it, like butter.
And he gives it like it's serious now.
I know.
You know, it's like we can have some fun with Sandra because she's like the best personality.
But Todd is just like...
But
just,
Todd's like, okay.
With Sandra Rank.
With Sandra Rank.
Sandra or Sandra? Which you prefer? Sandra.
Her mic is not on.
Oh, hold your
on
mic's not
there
on.
Okay, okay.
Hey, we,
there we
hey,
go.
We break, okay. We break up Todd, and then he can't get the fundamentals. Push the button, Todd.
Wow. Sandra's in the house. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm
How
so
are
happy
you
to
doing? You always look like $1 million,
oh
and
God.
You sell $1 million
Tell
all
me more.
The time.
Tell me.
No, no.
Flattery
I
will get
do,
you everywhere.
You just do.
Oh, by the way, Milton looked pretty excited to see you.
What?
He looked really excited to see you.
So Milton is Jim's dog.
Yes,
you don't
yes.
Know.
You just saw him in the car with your lovely wife Donna, who very nicely brought me down some ibuprofen. I cannot pronounce the word ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah.
No
you're adding another
ibuprofen.
Right. Yeah. Ibuprofen
and some Bengay.
Yeah.
You rub that Bengay on my back.
No.
Nope. I don't want to be witness to that, people.
No, that ain't going to happen.
And I'm not doing it either.
Can you imagine people walking by the window?
Oh, my God.
No, and she stopped down with her with Milton. Yes. Mm-hmm. He's awesome. I love him. Okay, so Sandra, how are things going in your industry?
All right. So today I would love to talk about the third quarter numbers because they're in. But let me preface it with saying, everyone that sees me says this, oh my God, how is real estate? Because I think everybody thinks it's non-existent because of the interest rate. And I will tell you, it is hair on fire busy. So it is extremely busy, very active. But let's talk about the numbers. Okay, so the total market in Brown, these are just for Brown County. Our Brown County market is down 19%, which is actually up because last time we were down about 20%, 20 to 30%. So we're kind of holding even.
Yep.
The country is down about the same amount. And the reason we're down is we have no inventory.
Right. Yeah.
It's a broken record.
Right.
It's a broken record. That's
it's not
the
that
problem.
The business is bad. It's just not enough people putting their houses up for sale.
Well, and if you think about it, people are interest rate locked right now.
Right.
So if you have, like, I'm going to give you some numbers that
That's
are kind
a good
of
point.
Interesting. So if you are, let's say you were going to buy a $300,000 house. And let's say you had back in the 2.35% interest days. Your total payment on that house when you were done paying it off would be $418,000.
Okay.
Today, at 7.25%, but the interest rates are actually 7.5% right now, your total payment is $736,000. Yeah. Your interest payment at that 2.35% interest rate would have been $118,000. Today, it's $436,000.
Wow.
You're spending more on interest than you are on your property.
And your payment has doubled.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
No, that's really, what are you getting for that, Sandra? You're not getting equity. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, that's not really...
It takes you longer to get equity.
Right.
It takes you long. So the trick to that is you have to pay it off earlier.
Right.
You have to pay like an extra payment a year or pay like an extra $100 a month towards that. So anyway, so that's the total market.
Wow.
So what's interesting is when you break down the market... So under 500,000 is down 23%. Above 500,000 is up 17%, which has been the case throughout the last 2 years. The average sale price in our market is $353,000. That's up 11%. Last year it was 317. At this time,
353.
Yes.
In
Brown County. So get this. In 2019, which is what most people would consider as the last normal, quote unquote, market we had, the average average sale price was, can you guess?
Wasn't 353.
It was 225.
Right.
So that means we're up 30%, 37%. Now, what's interesting to note about that number is in our marketplace, typically, home appreciation, so I've been in the business since 1998. Typically, a home appreciates 2 to 4% a year in our market. So for something to go up that much, that's amazing in our market. Question?
No, not really a question, but the buyers, finding buyers, that's going to be a little bit tough because pricing for one and then interest rates being the other. But you're saying the way to combat that is... bigger down payments or budgeting and maybe making another $200 a month. Right.
So the thing is, like, principle. When you say, like, what are buyers going to do? Here's the thing. And you know this, you can never time the market. So 6 months ago when interest rates were in the 6 and people were like, oh, I think I'm going to wait. Well, now they're in the 7.5. And here's the thing about interest rates. That I find really interesting right now. We are in a market our country has never seen from the standpoint of inventory because we have so little of it.
Yeah.
That, unless we have some catastrophic event, likely will not change. Interest rates, the difference between today in early October versus, say, 3 months ago, like in the second quarter, the pundits were saying interest rates are likely going to come back down into the 5s by the end of the year. Everybody thought that. The Wall Street Journal, Warren Buffett, Zillow, Realtor.com, NAR, everybody thought we're going to be in the low 5s. Next year, we'll probably be in the low 5s as well. Now they're saying that's likely not going to happen. We're probably going to accelerate past where we are right now, and we're at 7.5%. So now, historically, that isn't high. Like for you and I, we've seen higher interest rates than that.
Mm-hmm.
But for younger people, like our millennials that are kind
used
of thinking 2 to 4%,
right.
Those days are probably, I talked to Nicolet Bank. That's my biggest resource locally.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, likely we're never going to see 2 to 4% again in our lifetime. That was a catastrophic situation where we had a pandemic going on. So those days are likely over, but think about the number of people that purchase houses and that have interest rates under 4%.
Yeah, why?
So the housing prices are higher and the interest rate is higher. So that kind of, they couldn't move if they wanted to.
Right.
That's a great point. I didn't think of that.
But so that locks up the inventory.
But you're not recommending to kind of wait because you don't, you know, I think you're right about
you can't,
4 months ago saying, let's just wait this out. It's going to go back down to 5%. But the pundits and you who, you know, got your ear to the ground, waiting isn't the answer right now.
I think
now.
It's like timing the stock market.
Yeah.
It's really hard to time the market. I think what you have to do is think about what are your financial goals. And if owning a home is on your radar, then don't wait. Because I feel like, think about this.
Yeah.
If interest rates come down, let's say they come down towards the election. It's an election year next year. That's a big player for interest rates. Let's say they do come down. What do you think is going to happen? Tons of people are going to come back into the market.
Drive the price up anyway.
More.
Yeah.
Right. So right now, I mean, where's the opportunity in the market? The opportunity in the market right now is if you're a cash buyer.
Right.
Oh my gosh, you have all the power in the world. Or if you want a house, now is a great time to do it because there's less competition and it may not get easier.
We're at Sandra Rank Inside the House, the name of the segment, Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams.
Interesting what you said, though, about the market, how then houses, the higher market houses, there's growth in that.
There's in every category. I mean, I'll give you an example. We just listed a house for $375,000. We had 6 offers on it. It was like a feeding frenzy. We have a house right now that we listed for $765,000. We're probably going to have 3 or 4 offers on that.
Mm-hmm.
So every house priced appropriately in this marketplace has multiple offers. Maybe they don't have, you know, when it was crazy like a year and a half ago, some houses had 60 offers.
Oh, yeah.
That was nutso.
Yeah.
So we're not in those days, but it is still competitive, but there's a lot less competition.
Let me ask this. Who's getting those houses when you have the 6 offers? What type of offer gets it?
Cash.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the highest price. The cleanest offer and cash wins because there's zero things that can go wrong.
Yeah. What about as far as, what do you call it? I can't think of the term. Forgetting
inspections?
Things checked. Spec inspections.
I agree.
Like that.
People are still waiving those. Yes.
So
if it's a loan, though, they still have to get the appraisal. That's not
yes,
even
but it, but many times they'll make it so that they'll have enough cash to bridge any difference if
gotcha.
The appraisal is different.
Gotcha.
And what that means is this for people that probably aren't in the business. Let's say you wrote an offer for $350 and the appraisal comes back at $325. That's a $25,000 gap. So the bank says you got to come up with that $25,000.
Gotcha. Right.
So the buyer is saying, I will cover any gap.
So in order to buy a house these days, you pretty much have to do a bunch of homework first, don't you? Along those lines.
You have to get
those ducks in a row.
And how do you do that? You have a really good lender and you have a really good real estate agent.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
And you mentioned, and look, families are families, but if maybe their parents are going to leave them some inheritances, like you might want it now.
We talked about that in another conversation.
We did.
Yes.
And I just think
that's happening.
Good
all
advice.
Over.
I think that's good advice.
It's because it can help them now
right.
in a time when they really need it.
Right.
We see it all the time.
Right.
All the time.
Yeah. So in buying these houses, again, you know, Sandra Rank Realty, you have a variety of homes too, right? I mean, I don't know if you specialize in our community, I think is what
I love our community so much. We specialize in our community, but we really do. Our business specializes in the upper end. That's where my forte is. But we help people that we have $175,000. We kind of do a little bit of everything, but we specialize in the upper end.
Okay.
Especially at the listings.
You said is up 11%, 17%, I think is what you said. The mm-hmm. house is over $500,000, which
yes.
is, that's pretty exciting.
Well, I'm going to give you guys a look.
Well, let me just say, so we were talking, Sandy and I were talking just a little bit before we went on the air. I saw a story, I think Channel 26, but up in some of those areas, like in Door County around, I think it was Gibraltar High School, how when they're trying to get teachers in, you know, and they do these interviews, it's like, where are you going to live?
Yeah.
Because it's the price is, I want to say the median price is now $425,000, which was up like 20% from like a year or two ago.
And where that comes into play for people that aren't even selling, their taxes are being changed.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So a little quiz for you guys. Do you think? Okay. What do you think is the lowest price sale house?
Do we win something?
If we, you're so competitive.
Yeah, the lowest price house?
Yeah. It's the lowest price sale in the third quarter.
The lowest price sale in what?
In Brown County.
Oh, the lowest price. Oh, there's, well, that's that. There's
175.
No, there's stuff. There's junk out there. I think there's still
49,000.
Yeah, 49,000.
49,000.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Now,
but okay. Let's. How many inspection papers are on there from the city of Green Bay? You know. Yeah.
But it's kind of. So, what is the highest price?
Oh my gosh.
2 million.
I would guess. I was going to say that.
2.1.
Wow.
There were two of them. One of them was a private sale, which was ours, and one was a public sale on the MLS. So those were the two highest.
Wow.
And. Well, you don't have to tell me who, but I mean, are these people? Well, no, we like higher paying jobs too, right? We like jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, healthcare is very strong here in Green Bay. The insurance market is still good. Some of the manufacturing,
you can work from home,
right?
So the people that purchased our private sale, they are relocating back to the area. She grew up here.
Yeah.
So she's coming back home, and could not be more excited.
And
like giddy excited.
Getting excited because East Coast, West Coast, this still looks like a good deal, even though it's like crazy that those of us who...
Well, she loves our area.
Yeah.
Happy to raise her kids here. Her husband's excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's super cool.
That make you feel good, too? You know, as a realtor, yeah. Right? I mean, you love...
The thing about real estate is it can be... Many times it's very emotional and very stressful. I think I'm a psychologist more than I'm anything else. I always tell people, just be... You'll call me snotball crying at least once in this... deal, because it's so stressful, right?
It really is. It really and truly is.
But the reward is
very,
very real, which is why I still do it.
Yeah. When they sign that last name at the title company, mm-hmm. There's no better feeling in employment than that. That's phenomenal.
For everybody. You know,
for everybody involved.
Everybody.
Checks transfer and that's all good stuff.
So hand it over.
We're so lucky to have you in this community, and you sell more than the real estate. You sell the community.
Well, I'm a part of our community.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Right?
Big time. And Sandra Rank Realty. I think it's exciting, and you know, we get our feedback from our listeners, and they love having you on this program. You're educating them, and mm-hmm. I think you make people feel good in an industry that's got some turmoil right now, but I think you know what you're doing.
There's a lot of things happening in real estate right now, in the world of real estate. It will look very different 5 years from now.
How tough is it for a person just breaking into the business right now?
I think it's very tough.
I do too.
Because you have to have something to offer.
And you get such low inventory, and it's so competitive. And mm-hmm. sometimes the newer people are working with more of the first time type buyers. So
I feel like two people that are just coming in feel like the last 5 years are normal.
Yeah.
Especially the last 18 months.
Can you stick around? There's some other stuff I want to talk to you about.
Yes.
Outstanding. Right. Sandra Rank. Inside the House with Sandra Rank. Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams. Back after this.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The Allies have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 51. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight lows level off around 40. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 57. Temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW. 43 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 47 in Oshkosh at 7:50 on your Tuesday morning. Sandra Rank knows it all about houses, knows it all about real estate. But I got to ask you this. What'd you think of that game last night?
I think it's going to be an interesting year.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, we watched the ESPN version, and I love the Manning.
Did you? Because I was talking about this one. That's the first time I'd ever did. I didn't know, is this really fun, or are they a little bit annoying, like two guys sitting in the bar making comments?
So for me, like, I couldn't hardly watch the game because I was so curious. Like, I love their facial expressions, right? They're like, ooh, ooh. I mean, and I love their insight. Like, oh, he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I know. You know. That part is good. But it's like, I wasn't sure. Like I said, I'd never done it before. I wasn't sure. Is this good?
And I thought Charles Woodson was hilarious.
Oh, I missed him.
Oh my God. He was hilarious. I'm like, he is a natural. He should be. Is he a broadcaster? He should be if he's not. He was a natural.
No, he's not.
He should be. He was really good.
I did not see that.
He's funny. He's funny. Like, he laughs a lot.
I think that, you know, you get those, you get exposed on national TV like that. The whole world is watching. And I think the people are going to say, oh, Packers in a downward trend. They lost Rodgers, lost whatever, whatever. It's still a really young team. It's still, I still think Jordan Love has what it takes. I love the fact that in those last two of the last three plays, he threw really good pass. At least one of them was a perfect pass that Dobbs dropped. And you know what? He didn't change his facial expression. Mm-hmm. He didn't show discouragement, didn't show frustration. Yeah. Just, okay, give me the play, coach. Let's run another one. Yeah. I think they've got a really great leader with that young man. I really do. But they need Aaron Jones carrying the football. They need some other receiver who's like a stud to make some things happen. But I just think, give that kid a chance. I know people are, you know, piling on him today, which I don't think is deserved. That one interception was really bad.
I
think he's going to be great.
What is it, the fourth game?
Sixth. That was his sixth start.
Oh, my God. Okay, but give him a... I mean...
Exactly. I mean, remember Brett Favre? Remember Aaron Rodgers? They didn't tear it up to begin with.
I mean, he... Well, and plus, he's not them.
No, he's not them.
He's got to find his own
game. And I love that athleticism he showed on that one run when he had the long run, 26 yards or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. I still think you might get some listings out of that team. I don't know.
What's that supposed to mean?
Are they keeping everybody? I don't know. Anyway, the economy of Green Bay is good, which I think speaks well for your real estate, right? I mean, whereas, you know, packaging seems
Green
to be.
Green Bay is a very attractive place to live right now.
Right.
Because, I mean, even though we think our prices are high, in the scheme of the world, they are not. So here's a little bit of advice I would love to offer people is if you're right now, a lot of younger people, you're seeing some interesting trends across the country with savings and like how the spending has not been curved, which is making the Fed keep those interest rates higher. Some people think that younger people are getting disillusioned with the idea that they will ever be able to own a home.
So you can't blame them in a certain way.
You can't blame them. So I think we have to start having a discussion about this. I don't blame them at all, but owning a home will always be a cornerstone of building wealth. So we want to make sure that we keep it possible for younger people to own a home. And that is a leadership decision in communities. So how do we do that? That's a discussion that should be being had with our government about how do we create opportunity for young people to have home ownership. Because think about why is home ownership so important? Why should you own a home versus renting, right? So people need to think about what works best for them, but I would hate to see them not want to own a home because they think it's unaffordable. It can be figured out. You can own a home, and you want to think about why do you want to own a home? Number one, from a personal level, it helps build wealth. Number two, you have freedom to do what you want to do, right? In a house, you can do your own thing. Number three, it builds a community. When people own homes, it's very different than when they're renting. They have different activities. They have different priorities. Why do you think Airbnbs are being disruptive to different parts of the area or different parts of the country? Because there's no home ownership. Home ownership matters a lot.
Well, they don't build neighborhoods, you know, Airbnbs. Somebody's in there for a weekend, then the house is vacant. And
but when you're renting, you don't build neighborhoods as much either.
Right. I agree. Oh, I totally agree with that.
So
I mean,
home
ownership
is
awesome. There, you know, and you talk about working with the government. So just this article, I was telling Johnny this last week and what country it was, but they're like, it was in the Wall Street Journal, but it was the way to get more affordable housing is to relax the zoning restrictions.
That's a big thing.
I don't think that's a good idea, but whatever. I just think that you could get a hodgepodge of stuff.
I think it's the cost for the permits.
Well, I know. It's the cost of time.
There's a ton of cost on permits.
But I don't know.
I built a house. I just saw our permit costs, and I was like, holy moly. I think what we need to do is just have young people, if you want to own a home, don't keep your eye on the prize. Keep saving your money. Get yourself involved with professionals that can help you, and then make your move. Maybe you rent for a year or two yet,
right.
But don't give up on the idea and throw in the towel and blow your savings.
Yeah.
Really, it's an home ownership matters. It matters to communities and it matters to families.
And we live in an area, there's a lot of land around us, a lot of land. And I think to build another subdivision, I know it costs money and I get that, but you know, we just fell behind the eight ball on this thing. We did not keep up with demand, period.
For decades. It's not just a recent thing. This has been coming for a while.
So,
are flippers still out there? I mean, that was such a hot thing about 5-6 years ago.
We still have investment buyers, but it's hard right now because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Right? It's a dollars and cents thing. So there are still people that are out there, but they're more buying for investment, like in rentals, et cetera.
Yeah. All right. So save your money. Larger down payment because the offers are there, but it's not crazy. Right. That's I was going to get to that. 6 versus 60. I mean, 6 offers. Look, maybe you have to do this. You got to do that. But when it was 60 offers, are people just like,
in the scheme of things, interest rates, like almost my entire adult life, they were in the 6s and 7s. Yeah. I mean, for a few years, they were in the 5s. For like a very short time, they were. So the 2s and the 3s and the 4s, it's really not realistic.
Right.
So, I mean, we're in like, it's a new normal, but it will work itself out. Like, it always does.
Like, so when I graduated from college, there were 14% interest rates.
Right.
Well, they were as high as 19 and 20 in the 70s.
Oh, were they? Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean,
yeah.
So.
But it's one of those situations too, Sandy. It's great that you come here and you expose it all. You lay it out on the table. You know, there's no, you know, let's dance around this or whatever. I love it how you just, boom.
Well, you know it.
That's the truth.
And you know it. And get yourself a realtor like you that knows it.
And a lender and a plan and really think about what's important to you. And if you're a cash buyer right now, there's the opportunity. That's where the opportunity is in this market if you're a cash buyer. You have a lot of power.
Call the shots, huh?
Yes, you have a lot of power.
Well, you know, one last quick thing about something like that, though, is, and you were talking, Jim, you know, some of these younger potential homeowners, you know, they might need, you know, it's not the traditional way of doing it. They might need a little help from mom and dad or some other way. Everybody's got to be creative nowadays, don't you think?
Yeah. Or you can just rent longer but keep saving.
Right.
Keep saving your money. Don't go spend it all. I mean, that's not a generational thing. That's a basic wealth building thing.
Don't spend like $3,000 on a dog.
I think dogs average are like at least $1,000.
Oh, easy.
Well, mine was a lot more than that.
His was like $3,000.
I believe it.
But look, okay. Like,
most privileged job in dog in America. Sandra Rank, always fun having you here. Thanks for having me, guys.
I always enjoy it.
Thank you. We love having you.
Real estate, another great investment. A Bernadoodle.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That's an investment.
A Bernadoodle comes with it. Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams. We're back here tomorrow morning. My Northern Mayor. See ya.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Let's see the winning plays. Here we've got incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
The Todd Allbus Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Allbus Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.